Shvi, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon lemor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to Aharon, saying, the reason why Aharon was also addressed by this dibur is because we will see in a few psukim that Aharon and his children would cover the kalim of the Mishkan when it came time to travel. And afterwards, the B'nai Kahas would carry these kalim. Since they were involved in covering the kalim, therefore they were included in this parsha that discusses the covering of the kalim. Nasa Yisroish B'nai Kahas, take a census of the children of Kahas, Mitoich B'nai Levi, from among the children of Levi, L'mishpachosam L'veis Avosam, according to their families, according to their father's house, Miben Shloshim Shana V'malo, from the age of 30 upwards, V'ad Ben Chamishim Shana, until the age of 50, that is the age that they should be counted from 30 to 50. Kol habolat sova, anybody who came to the army, lasis malacha ba'oil ma'ed, to do the malacha of carrying the kalim that were in the oil ma'ed. And since they carried from the age of 30 to 50, because until 30, their strength was not developed yet, and after 50, their strength starts to diminish, therefore they only carried from 30 to 50, and this is the age that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be counted from 30 to 50. The Mefarshim ask, why does the Pasuk say the word Vamalo? Why couldn't the Pasuk say, Mi ben Shloshim Shana, from 30 years of age, Va'ad ben Chamishim Shana, until 50 years of age? Why does it have to say Shloshim Shana, 30 years, Vamalo, and up to Chamishim Shana, 50 years? And the Mefarshim answer, because without the Pasuk of Vamalo, you might think that at the age of 29, once this person already started his 30th year, he would already be able to start carrying. Therefore, the Pasuk says that this is not so. Vamalo, only above the age of 30, after this person completed 30 years, which is after his 30th birthday, only then may he be counted and carry the kalim of the Mishkan. Zois avoidas b'nei kahos ba'oil moed. This is the work and the job of the children of kahos in the oil moed. Kodesh HaKadoshim, to carry the most holy vessels, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos. Uvo Aron uvonov bin Soya HaMachane. And Aron and his children will come when it was time to travel, which means when they saw the Onon removing itself from on top of the Mishkan, they knew it was time to travel. Vayridu es Peroiches HaMosoch. And they took down the Peroiches, which was a screen between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vechisuba es Aron HaEdus, and they covered the Aron HaEdus with the Peroiches. V'nosnu Olav, and they placed on top of the Peroiches a second cover, Kisui or Tachash, a covering of the skins of a Tachash, Ufarsu Veged Kelil Techeles Memolo, and then they placed on top of the Tachash a covering of a cloth which was completely blue wool. So the Aron had three coverings, the Peroiches, the Or Tachash, and a Beged Kelil Techeles. V'somu Badov, and then they placed its poles. What does it mean by Visomu Badov? Tosfos in Yuma Daf Ayin Beis Divrei Hamaskil Ksiv says that this cannot mean that they put back the poles into the Aron, because the Pasuk says Lo Yosru Mimenu, one may not remove the poles from the Aron. So it must be that the poles were always in the Aron. What does Visomu Badov mean then? Tosfos in his first pshat says that Visomu Badov means that they placed the poles on top of the shoulders of the carriers. The B'nai Aharon placed the poles on top of the B'nai Kahas who would be carrying the Aron. Tosfos says a second shot that since when the Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would push the poles eastward toward the Peroiches so that it actually would protrude a little bit from the Peroiches. And somebody who was standing in the Oil Moed, when he looked at the Peroiches, he saw the two poles of the Aron protruding into the Peroiches, kimoy shnei dadei isha, like the breasts of a woman. And therefore, when it came time to travel, they had to move the poles back into its original position in order for it to be carried. And that is the pshat in Visomu Badov, they moved the Badim back to its original position. And now the pasuk continues with the covering of the Shulchan. V'al Shulchan Aponim, and on the Shulchan which had the Lechem Aponim, Yifrasu, they should spread on it, Beged Techeles, a Beged of blue wool. Nasnu Olav, and they will place on this Beged Techeles all the kalim of the Shulchan, as Hakaoros, the dishes which were used to place the Lechem HaPonim in these dishes, Vesakapois, and the spoons which had the Besamim, the spices. And these spices were placed on the Mizbeach when the Lechem HaPonim was taken off. The Es HaMenachios, and the supports for the Shulchan, like it was explained in Parshas Truma, Ves Kisois, and the half pipes, Hanosech, which covered over the Lechem Aponim, the Lechem HaTomid, Olav Yeh, and the Lechem Aponim, which is called the Lechem HaTomid, because it was always on the Shulchan, Olav Yeh will be on it. Ramban explains that Olav Yeh means that the bread was actually on the Shulchan, and this is the way it was covered. First they placed the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. Then they covered the Shulchan and the Lechem Aponim with a Beged Techeles, and on that they put all the Kelim, the Ka'oris, the Kapois, the Menachios, and the Ksois. Uforsu Aleihem, and on top of the Kelim they spread a covering of Beged Telashani, a cloth of Telashani red wool, the Chisu Oisai, and then they covered the Telashani Bemichse with a cover of Or Tachash, skins of a Tachash. The Samu Badov, and then they placed the poles on the shoulders of the carriers. So the complete picture of the covering of the Shulchan was, first they placed the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan, they took a Beged Techeles and placed it over the Shulchan and the Lechem Aponim, they put all the Kelim on top of the Beged Techeles, and then covered the Kelim with a Beged Telashoni and a Michseh or Tachash. Rav Steinman in Sefer Ayelot HaShachar wonders how the bread, the Lechem Aponim, remained on the Shulchan without falling off. And one must also understand why the Lechem Aponim did not break. If they put the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan and then put all the Kelim on top of that, how did the Lechem Aponim remain whole? It is interesting to note that the outer covering of the Aron was a Beged Techeles, a Beged of blue wool. But the outer covering of the Shulchan, and so too all the rest of the Kelim, as we will see further, was a Beged or Tachash, the skins of a Tachash. Why was the Aron different? Ramban explains this was in order to honor the holiest of all the Kelim, the Aron, to give it a cover that looked like the sky, Ke'etzem HaShamayim L'Toyer. Therefore, the outer covering of the Aron was Techeles. And now the pasuk continues with the covering of the menorah, the Lakhu Beged Techeles, and they took a Beged of blue wool, the Chisu, and they covered Es Menorah Samaor, the menorah that gave light, Ves Neiro Seho, and its lamps, Ves Makocheho, and its tweezers, Ves Machdeseho, and its shovels to shovel the ashes in the cups, Ves Kokle Shamna, and also all the vessels that were used for its oil, Asher Yishorsu Lo Bahem, which they were used for the menorah, Venosnu Oisa Ves Kokle Loho El Michse Or Tachash. They took all the kalim of the menorah and the menorah and placed it in a bag that was made of Tachash, Venosnu Al Amoit, and they placed it on a pole. Since the menorah did not have any badim, any poles, therefore they had to place it on a separate pole made for carrying it bishas masois at the time of their traveling. So it comes out that the menorah had two coverings. First, they covered it with techeles, and then they put it in a bag made of tachash. And so was the mizbeach hazov, the golden mizbeach, covered like the menorah. And the pasuk says, "V'al mizbeach hazov, and on the golden mizbeach, yifrasu, they will spread out beged techeles, a blue beged." Bechisu oisoi, and then they covered the beged techeles b'michse or tachash with a covering of tachash skin. B'samu es badov, and they placed the poles on the carriers. V'lokhu es klei ashores, and then they took the kelim that were used on the mizbeach hazov, on the golden mizbeach, asher yishorsu von b'kodesh, that were used in the kodesh, in the mishkan, which is kodesh. And these are the klei haketores, the kelim used for the keteres, which was used on the Mizbeach Hazov. V'nosnu el Beged Techeles, and they placed these kelim into a beged made of blue wool, v'chisu oisam b'michse or tachash, and then they covered them with a covering of tachash skin, v'nosnu al amoit, and they placed these kelim on a pole. The Shach asks that according to Rashi, who says that when the pasuk says v'lochu es kol klei ashores, it is referring to the kelim of the keteres, which are connected to the Mizbeach Hazov, why weren't these kelim placed on the Mizbeach Hazov itself? Why were they carried separately? We see by the menorah, the kelim of the menorah were placed on the menorah. The kelim of the Shulchan were placed on the Shulchan. We will see further in Pasuk Yudalad that the kelim of the Mizbeach HaChitzon were placed on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So why weren't the kelim of the Mizbeach Hazov placed on the Mizbeach Hazov? Shach answers that concerning the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outside Mizbeach, there was room for the kelim, because the Mizbeach HaChitzon was 5 amis by 5 amis, therefore there was enough space on top to place the kelim. as opposed to the Mizbeach Hazov, which was only one amma by one amma, there was no room on top, and therefore they had to carry it separately. Chizkuni answers differently. He says, based on this kasha, that Pasuk Yud Beis is not referring to the Klei HaKetores, which are connected to the Mizbeach Hazov, because if that was so, they would have placed it on top of the Mizbeach Hazov. But rather, as Kol Klei Hashtoris is referring to other side kelim, and therefore they were carried separately, and not placed on the Mizbeach Hazov. And the Pasuk continues with the covering of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outside Mizbeach, Hidishnu Es HaMizbeach, and they removed the ashes from the Mizbeach. And Rashi says, after that they covered the fire with a pot made of copper, Ufarsu Olov, Beged Argomon, and then they spread on the Mizbeach a Beged made of purple wool, Nosnu Olov, and they placed on top of the Beged Argomon, as Kol Kalov, all the Kalim of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Asher Yishorsu Olov Behen, that were used for the Mizbeach, Es HaMachtois, the shovels that were used to remove the ashes for the Trumas HaDeshen, where they took the ashes every morning off the Mizbeach and placed it on the east side of the Kevesh, on the east side of the ramp, Es HaMizlegois, the forks that were used to move about the meat on the fire, Ves HaYoim, and the shovels that were used to remove the ashes off the Mizbeach, Ves HaMizrakois, and the basins that were used to catch the blood, Koil Klei HaMizbeach, and all the other Kalim of the Mizbeach, were all placed on top of this Beged Argoma, Uforsu Olov, and then they spread upon the Kalim, Kisui or Tachash, a covering of Tachash, the Samu Badov, and they placed the poles on top of the carriers. It is interesting to note that only by the Mizbeach HaChitzoin does it say V'dishnu Es HaMizbeach, that they took the ashes off the Mizbeach before they covered it, as opposed to the Mizbeach HaZov, where it does not say they removed the ashes before covering it. Maybe the pshat is, since by the Mizbeach HaChitzoin there was so much more ash, therefore the Torah had to mention it, as opposed to the minute amount of ashes by the Mizbeach HaZov compared to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Also, we do not find any other keli covered with a Beged Argomon, a Beged of purple wool, except for the Mizbeach. And the reason being, because the color Argomon is the color of blood, and this symbolizes the blood that was used on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. One must also understand why concerning the Shulchan we find two coverings over the Kalim. It was covered with a Telash Shani and then a Tachash, as opposed to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, that once the Kalim were placed on top of the Mizbeach, there was only one covering on top of the Kalim, which was the Artachash. And the Pasuk continues, V'chila Aaron uvonav l'chasis es ha-kodesh. And Aaron and his children finished covering the Kodesh, the most holy vessel, which was the Aaron, Ves kol kalei ha-kodesh, and all the other vessels, which were the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos, V'nsoya ha-machaneh, at the time when the Machaneh traveled, V'yachrei chein, and after everything was covered, Yavoyu v'nei kohos, the children of kohos will come, loseis, to carry these kalim, V'layigu el ha-kodesh v'mesu, in order that they should not come close and touch the kodesh, the holy vessels, when they are uncovered, v'mesu, because then they will be mechuyev misa. Eile masa b'nei kohos v'oil moed. These are the carrying of the b'nei kohos in the oil moed. Ufukudas Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyin. And the job of Elozor, the son of Aaron HaKoyin, was to carry shemen ha-ma'or, the shemen for the menorah, u'kateres ha-samen, and the spices for the kateres, u'minchas ha-tomid, and to carry the minchas ha-tomid, v'shemen ha-mishcha, and also to carry the anointing oil. We will see in Rashi that there is a machloikis what exactly Elozor carried. Did he carry all four items, the Shemen HaMa'or, the Ketores HaSamim, the Minchas HaTomid, and also the Shemen HaMishcha, or did he only carry three items, the Shemen HaMa'or, the Shemen HaMishcha, and the Ketores HaSamim? And when the Pasuk says, U'minchas HaTomid, it means that Elozor was in charge, that when Klal Yisrael came to rest in a specific place, he was in charge to make sure that the Minchas HaTomid was brought at its proper time. And the Pasuk continues with another job that Elozor did. Pekudas, he was in charge of Kol HaMishkan Mechol HaShaboy, the whole Mishkan and everything in it, Bekoidesh uvekelov, by the most holy Kalim, which means that he was in charge over the B'nai Kohos to tell them which holy Kalim they would carry, who would carry the Oren, who would carry the Shulchan, and who would carry the Mizbechos. So it comes out that this Pasuk is telling us three jobs of Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyin. First of all, he carried the Shemen HaMa'or, the Shemen HaMishcha, and the Ketores HaSamen. Secondly, he was in charge of making sure that the Minchas HaTamid was brought when they encamped. And third of all, he was in charge of which items the Bnei Kohos would carry. Who would carry which items. And this is all besides for his job in Perek Gimel Pasuk Lamed Beis, where he was in charge of all the Nesiim of the Levium. As the Pasuk says, U'nesi, Nesiye HaLevi, Elozar ben Aaron HaKoyin. And the Pasuk continues, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ve'la Aharon lemor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to Aharon, saying, Al tachrisu es shevet mishpachos ha'kohasi. Do not cut off, do not cause them to die, the shevet of Kohas, mitoich ha'levim, from among the Levium. V'zois asu lohem, this is what you shall do to them, v'choyu v'lo yamusu, so they shall live and not die. V'gishtam es kodesh ha'kadoshim, when they come to the kodesh ha'kadoshim, Aaron uvonav yavayu, Aaron and his children shall come, v'samu oisam, and place them, ish ish al avadosoi ve'el masoi. Each person, you shall tell him what his job is and what he should carry. In order that they shall not come as the Kodesh, the Kalim, are being covered, Vamesu, lest they die. In Pasuk Tesvav, it says that they are not allowed to touch the Kalim before they are covered. As the Pasuk says, V'lo yigu el HaKodesh Vamesu. In this Pasuk, it says they are not allowed to watch it being covered. Like it says, V'lo yavoyu liros. Kivala es haKodesh v'mesu. They should not come to see as the Kodesh is being covered. Although we mentioned earlier that the job of Elozar was to tell each person of Bnei Kohos what they should carry, and in Pasuk Yutes it seems like it was Aaron uvonov yavoyu, that Aaron and his children should come and place each one al avodosoi ve'el masoi, that it wasn't only Elozar but it was Aaron uvonov. It could be the pshat is that Elozar actually told them, you carry this keli and you carry this other keli. But when they came into the Mishkan and they saw everything covered, they might not know which keli was which unless they would pick up the cover and look what was inside. And that they were not allowed to do. Therefore, Aaron Uvanov told them which keli was which. So if you are carrying the Shulchan, this is the Shulchan. If you are carrying the Mizbeach, this is the Mizbeach. And that's what Aaron Uvanov did. V'ayin behemik dover from the Netziv, that seems to say this pshat. Zok Rashi Pasuk Beis, Nosoi Es Roish, Mono Mehem Es Haru'in La'avodis Masa. Count from them the ones who are fit to carry. Vehein mi ben shloshim va'ad ben chamishim, shono. And they are from the age of 30 until the age of 50. Va'pochos mi shloshim, the ones who are under 30 years of age, lo nismali koichot. Their strength was not fully developed yet. Mikan Omu, from here they said, ben shloshim l'koyach. Somebody who is 30 years old is fully developed in strength. V'hayoyisrael ben chamishin, but somebody who is older than 50, koichoy machish me'ato, his strength starts to diminish. Kodesh HaKadoshim, they carried the Kodesh HaKadoshim, hamakudush shebekulam, that which is the most holy. Ha'orain, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos, the two Mizbechos. V'haparoiches, and also the Paroiches, which was placed on top of the Oren. U'klei HaShoreis, and all the Kalim that were connected to these Kalim. Uvo Aaron Uvanov, Yachnisu kol kli v'kli l'nartikoi. Aaron Uvanov will place every keli into their covering. Hamafurish loy b'parasha zu, which is explained in this parasha. V'loy yitztarchu ha'levim b'nei kohos elo loseis. And the levim, the children of kohos, will only have to carry. Bin soya ha'machaneh, when the machaneh traveled, kisha onon mistalek heim yoydin sheyiso. When the onon, when the cloud removed itself from the Mishkan, then the Kohanim knew that it was time to travel. Ka'orois, Kapois, Kisois, Umenakios, all these Kalim of the Shulchan, Kfar Pirashti b'Melechas HaMishkan, I have already explained these Kalim by the Melechas HaMishkan in Parshas Truma. And the half-pipes HaNosech, HaKisui, that were covering over the Lechem HaPonim. The word Nesech means Kisui, a covering. Loshen Mosech, a Loshen of covering. As the Pasuk says, Asher Yusach Bohem, with which it shall be covered. And the Kalim of the Menorah were Malkocheho tweezers, Kimintzvas, a type of a tweezer, Shemoshech Bo Esapsila, where he pulls around the wick, Lechol Tzad Sheyirtze, to any side which he wants. Machteseha were types of shovels, Kimintkaf Ketano, like a small spoon, Vishuleha Pshutim, and its bottom was flat, Veloy Sagalgalim, and not rounded. It did not have a wall in front. Elo mitzideho, only walls on the side. The choytebo es deshen haneiros kishemei tivon. And he shovels with this shovel the ashes of the neiros when he cleans them. What are neiros seho? Lamps. Luchis blaz. Shenoistem bohem hashemen vapsilois. The lamps which had inside of it the oil and the wicks. and he placed it El Michse or Tachash, Kmin Martoif, a type of a bag made of Tachash. As Klol Klei Hashores Asher Yishores to Bor Bakodesh, Besoich HaMishkon, the clay hashtorich which was used inside the Mishkan, Shehu Kodesh, which is called Kodesh. Vehein, and they are clay haketores, the kalim of the ketores, Shemishorosim Bohem b'mizbeach ha'pnimi, that are used on the inside Mizbeach. Vedishnu is ha'mizbeach, and he removes the ashes from the Mizbeach. Which Mizbeach are we referring to? Mizbeach ha'nechoshes, the outer Mizbeach, the copper Mizbeach. Vedishnu, yitlu es ha'deshen me'olof, he removes the ashes from the Mizbeach. Uparsu olav beged argomon, and he places a purple beged on top of the mizbeach. The eish yardom in hashamayim, the fire that came down from heaven that was always on the mizbeach, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, revutza tachas beged kaari, it would sit under this beged argomon like a lion. B'shas hamasois, at the time of traveling, the einoy serfosai, it would not burn the beged argomon. Shayu kaifin olav psachta shel nechoshes, because they covered it with a pot made of copper. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Truma that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the outside Mizbeach, was made Nevuv Luchos out of hollow planks. They took planks of Atzei Shittim, covered with copper, and they put them together to make a 5 Amma by 5 Amma Mizbeach, but it was hollow on the inside. And Rashi in Parshas Yisroi, Perik Chof, Pasuk Chof Aleph, tells us that when they traveled, it was hollow inside, and only when they came to camp, then they would fill it up with earth. How does that Rashi fit with this Rashi that says at the time of the traveling, the Eish, the fire that came from Shemayim, was still there? If they took away the dirt when they traveled, there was nowhere for this fire to be. How do these two Rashis fit with each other? Actually, this is not a kasha, because the two Rashis are going according to two different Manda Amrim in the Sifra in Parshas Tzav. Because this Rashi over here is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that even when they traveled, the Mizbeach was filled with earth, and therefore the fire was still there. And the Rashi in Parshas Yisroi is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that it was not filled with earth, and they actually took off the fire, and a new fire came back when they camped again in their new place. Zok Rashi, machtois are shovels, shebohen choytim gecholim l'trumas hadeshen, because with this shovel they would dig out coals for trumas hadeshen. Sheasuya kmin machvas, it was made like a shovel, she'en lo elo sholosh mechitzois, that only had three walls, umilfoneho she'eves es hagecholim, and from the front it digs out the coals. And if you look in Parshas Truma, Perik Chav Zayin Pasuk Gimel, you will see that Rashi over there translates machtois differently. Over there he calls it a pot that transfers the coals from the outside Mizbeach to the inside Mizbeach. Why does he translate different over here? The Ayin B'Sefer Shari Aharon, who is Medayik this Diyuk in these two Rashis. Zok Rashi Mizlagois, forks, Tzinorei Shel Nechoshes, copper hooks, Shebohen Makin Bo'evorim, with these hooks or with these forks they would strike the limbs She'al HaMizbeach that were on the Mizbeach, Lahofchan, to turn them around, Kedeshis Achlu Yofa Umaher, in order that they should burn quickly and better. Yo'im are shovels or brooms, heim migrofois, shovels, uvelaz vidu, v'heim shel nechoshes, and they were made of copper, ubohen machabdin es hadeshen me'al mizbeach, and through them they would clean off the ashes from the mizbeach. The Mefarshim ask, why earlier in Pasuk Zayin, by the kalim of the Shulchan, does Rashi say, kvar pirashti b'mleches ha-mishkan? I will not get involved in these kalim to explain them again, I already explained them in Parshas Truma. But by the kalim of the menorah in Pasuk Tes, and the kalim of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in Pasuk Yudalev, Rashi seems to explain them again. The Ayin B'Sefer Shari Aharon, who gives the Teretz, that since the kalim of the Shulchan, Rashi goes to great detail in Parshas Truma to explain them, he does not want to explain them again, therefore he directs you to his pshat in Parshas Truma. But the kalim of the menorah and the kalim of the Mizbeach are just a short explanation of them, therefore he says it and repeats it again. V'ayim v'sefer maskele David, who gives another teretz on this kasha. Zok Rashi, l'chasois es ha-kodesh, Aaron and his children finished covering the kodesh, which means the Aaron v'hamizbeach. That's called kalei ha-kodesh, and all the klei ha-kodesh, ha-menorah u'klei shoris, the menorah and the other kalim. And the Mefarshim ask, why is the Aaron and the mizbeach considered the kodesh, and the menorah u'klei shoris considered the klei ha-kodesh? If anything, the Aron was the most holy, and that should be considered Kodesh, and the Klei HaKodesh should be everything else. Therefore, in Sefer Minchas Yehuda, he actually brings down a different girsa in Rashi that says L'chaseis es HaKodesh is referring to the Aron, that Klei HaKodesh is referring to all the other Kelim. Zot Rashi v'meisu, and they will die. Shem Yigu, chayav misa b'dei shemayim. If they will touch the uncovered kelim, they will be chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Zot Rashi u'fukudas Elazar, and the job of Elazar, shehu mamuna aleihem, he is appointed over them, loseis oisam, to carry them. Shemen, the oil for the menorah, uktares, and the spices for the ktares, u'shemen ha-mishcha, and the anointing oil, u'minchas ha-tomin, olav mutol letzavois ulazares ulahakriv be'ez chaniyosom. And the Minchas HaTomid is upon him to command and to urge them to bring at the time of their encampment. The Mizrahi learns in Rashi that Elazar only carried three items, the Shemen, the Keteres, and the Shemen HaMishcha. But the Minchas HaTomid he did not carry, and this is the way you read Rashi. U'minchas HaTomid, and concerning the Minchas HaTomid, olav mutal, it was upon him letzavois ulazares, to command and to urge them, lahakriv ve'ez chaniyoson, to be makrivit at the time of their encampment. The reason why he learns like this is because he is bothered why Rashi puts the Minchas HaTomid at the end, when in the Pasuk it is in the middle or second to the last. Therefore it must be that the Minchas HaTomid was different than the other items that were listed in the Pasuk, and it means that the Minchas HaTomid was not carried. Secondly, he is bothered by the fact that if he was carrying the flour for the Minchas HaTomid, it wouldn't get a name of Minchas HaTomid, because it doesn't get the name of a mincha until it's put into a clay shoreis, into a holy vessel. By carrying it in the midbar, carrying flour in the midbar, that would not be considered Minchas HaTomid. Therefore, he learns that it is referring to the urging and the commanding about bringing the Minchas HaTomid at the time of their encampment. Others ask on the Mizrahi that if Elazar was in charge of being mezaris them concerning the Minchas HaTomid, why was it only the Minchas HaTomid and not other things too? Why wasn't he urging them concerning to light the menorah or to bring the Keteres HaSamim when they came to their encampment? Why was it only a zeros concerning the Minchas HaTomid? Secondly, it is a Beferish Yerushalmi that states that Elazar carried four items. He also carried the Minchas HaTomid. So how can he learn that the Minchas HaTomid was not carried? Therefore, the Be'er Yitzchak learns that he actually carried all four items. And Rashi reads like this, Shehu mamuna aleihem loseis oisam, he was appointed to carry them, all four items, the Shemen, the Keteres, the Shemen HaMishcha, u'Minchas HaTomid, and also the Minchas HaTomid. And then he adds a Vav to the word Olav, and now it reads Ve'olav. And Rashi is starting a new statement, and it says like this, Ve'olav mutal, and upon him, Elazar, it was incumbent, litzavois ulazarois, to command and to urge, ulahakriv be'ez chaniyosom, to be makriv at the time of their encampment. And this is going back on all the things that he carried. Since he carried the Shemen Amor, he had to urge them to light the menorah. Since he carried the Keteres, he had to urge them and make sure that they brought the Keteres. And since he carried the Minchas HaTomid, he urged them to bring the Minchas HaTomid. The Olav Mutal is going back on everything before. But the Mefarshim ask on this pshat that since Rashi says the word Lahakriv, he seems to be mashma that he is only going back on the Minchas HaTomid that was hukrav on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. If he was referring to the Keteres, he would have said Lahaktir. And if he was referring to the menorah, he would have said lahadlik, to light. Zot Rashi, pikudas kol hamishkon, the job of the whole mishkon. Ve'oid, in addition, hoyim mamuna al masa b'nei kohos, he was also appointed over the carrying of what the b'nei kohos carried. Letzavos ishish al avodosei v'al masoi, to command each person what his job was and what he should carry. Hu hamishkon v'chol hashaboy, and this is what the pasuk means when it says Mishkan v'chol hashaboy. It is referring to the holy vessels in the Mishkan which were carried by Bnei Kohos. Kol hasidurim l'malo b'parshazu, everything that was mentioned earlier in the parsha that Kohos carried. Avol masa Bnei Gershon u'merori, but the carrying of Bnei Gershon u'merori. She'enon mikodesh hakadoshim, that was not the holy vessels. They carried the krushim, they carried the coverings of the Mishkan. Api isamar haya, that was under Isamar. Isamar was in charge of them, not Elazar. K'moshe kosev b'parshas Nosai, like we will see later in Parshas Nosai. Elazar was in charge of Bnei Kohos, and Isamar was in charge of the carrying of Bnei Gershon u'Merari. So Rashi al tachwisu, you shall not cut off the shevet mishpachos hakahasi al tirgamu lohem sheyamusu. Do not cause them to die. V'lo yavoyu liroiz kevalas hakodesh, in order that they should not come when the klei hakodesh are being covered. L'toich nar tek shaloi, inside their covering. K'moshe pirashti l'mala b'parshasu, like I explained earlier in this parsha. Uforsu olav beged ploini, they spread upon it this and this beged. V'chisu oisei b'michse ploinis, and they covered it with this and this covering. Uvalua shaloi hu kisuyo. And when the pasuk says kivala, it means the covering. They should not see it as it is being covered.